Hello, BGTY Nation. It's time for another great conversation with me, Dr. Joy. Just in case this is your first time listening to this podcast, I'm Dr. Joy, and I love bringing research-based life topics to you, the BGTY Nation. Be good to yourself, Nation. Thanks for listening and joining this conversation today. I would love if you would subscribe to my podcast and invite others to do so too. Follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Dr. Joy's Podcast. Leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast fix. Reviews and comments are always welcome in order for me to continue to grow as a podcaster. So now it's time to dive into this conversation. It's Mother's Day 2019. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out here. Our conversation is all about you. It's called Dear Mama. Dear Mama, Dear Mother, Dear Ma, Dear Mom, Dear Mommy. Can we count the ways that a mother will hear their name called by her children throughout her lifetime? Mother is defined as a female parent of a child or a female who performs the role of a mother that may not be their biological offspring. Dear Mama, it's officially Mother's Day in 2019. This is the day that we celebrate mothers because of the positive roles they play in nurturing a child from infancy to adulthood. A mama takes her role very seriously. She nurtures, she gives advice, she disciplines, she compromises, she protects, and she loves her children to the highest degree. A mother's role is never ending. The role of a mother never stops. Songs written to celebrate moms are teardroppers of happiness. So today, we are focused on celebrating moms, whether you are a celebrity mom, a poor mom, a rich mom, any type of mom. Remember that the definition of a mother is still defined the same across the board. From the first day you find out that you are pregnant, or the first day you know you will be taking care of a child and taking on the role of mom, is the greatest feeling. The preparation you go through, the wanted and unwanted advice you get from others, and the uncertainty that stresses you out is all a part of being a mama. What joy you have when that baby or child arrives. Now you are experiencing being a mama. What can you say? Well, as my mom states to many that ask, is that she raised some good children. But she also would say quickly after that statement is, what you see is the product of some hard work by me. And I can truly say, if I were to write a book about my children, there would be 3 volumes of the book. Volume 1, Joy, which is me. Volume 2, Kwanzaa, which is my middle sister, and volume 3, Rebecca, which is my baby sister. This makes people laugh all the time, but let me tell you, my mom is serious. We are all different children, and the way she handled us with different situations was all different. And as we say in education, it is called differentiated instruction. She gave instruction to us that was differentiated. In my younger years, before I became a mom myself, I thought what my mom was saying was something to just laugh out loud about. But little did I know, I would experience the same thing. I have two boys, and yes, as I raise them, there are two volumes to the book. They are so different. Volume one is my oldest son, Melvin, and volume two is my baby boy, Michael. They are so different in their own right, but they are loved the same by me. Okay, so let's get into some research. What do researchers say about being a mom? Well, as I was doing some research, according to mindbodygreen.com, there is a thing called mommy brain. Based on this article, your brain changes when you become a mom. So let's dive into this. Dear mama, your brain has changed since becoming a mama. Scientists say that motherhood is hard. I agree. And your brain changes to adapt to the changes you're going through as you raise children. I'm going to give you a quote from this article. And it says, biological, structural, and neural brain changes support a woman's transition into motherhood. They serve to help her prioritize and be responsive to her baby's needs, increase bonding, and even impact her planning and judgment. So what do you think? You go through some emotional, mental, social, physical changes when you become a mama. You do. I can see brain changes happening too. I can. Based on this article, the changes help you to cope and manage, and what happens can make it harder or it can make it easier to transition into motherhood. So as you are preparing on the outside, your brain is changing to help you on the inside to prepare you mentally for the change to becoming a mama. Dear mama, motherhood encompasses every aspect of your life. Oh, yes, it does. Everydayfamily.com published an article by Kathy Murdoch that was written about what it means to be a mother. Kathy Murdoch summed that question up in one sentence. Not really, but really. When you become a mother, it takes hold to every aspect of your life. Really. It gets in all the nooks and crannies of your life. It's a job in itself. What I get from this is that even though motherhood is a vital part of our life until death, it brings joy to our lives as well. Kathy Murdoch is quoted in her article by saying, motherhood is a beautiful ride, a wild ride, and the most incredible journey you will ever take. I totally agree. Dear mama, what you don't know about being a mother. Parenting.com published an article by Paula Spencer of what no one tells you about being a mom. Some things that stood out to me in this article was that no matter how many books, how many articles, family, friends, and strangers' advice you get, it will never, ever be enough to say you got this mom thing figured out. Your journey is just that, your journey. Sometimes you have to experience it by fire, and sometimes it is as smooth as a baby's bottom. Whatever it is, your journey is your journey. During child one, child two, child three, if you're bold, and for my bolder moms with four or more children, I give you an awesome fist pump up in the air. like Kathy Murdoch said in her article, there is no learning curve. Your journey is your journey no matter what. With each child, like my mom says, she has three volumes, volume one, volume two, and volume three. The second thing that stood out was that you don't get replays in motherhood. You only get instant decision making, immediate reactions, and sometimes long-lasting results of what you did or said as a mom. The takeaway to this is that we are all human, and frustrations, they come and they go. What I do know is that mamas are loved, maybe not at the moment that you are making a decision or telling the child what to do, but later on that day, or maybe in adulthood, when they've forgotten all those things that they asked you, they will come back and say, thank you, mama. The third thing that was a wow factor that I read was, did you know that that cute, tiny baby that you have will grow up and bite you? Or give you the wrath of the tongue. Yes, it's true. You won't know what happened when you hear it come out of their mouths. You would think an alien has taken over your child. They will fuss with you, be sarcastic with you, break your rules, and even tell you that they hate you and will be glad when they turn 18 years old so they can leave. Many cries from this mama. I've heard it all, even from my boys. Many phone calls with my own mom, only to hear from my mama, and I quote, well, don't you remember, Joy, when you did that to me, and sometimes still do, when you're upset with me? What? Not I, mama, not I. I now have selective memory. But I can say to the mamas who have experienced this, it is part of being a mom. And if you haven't experienced it yet, it's coming. And the last thing that caught my attention from this article was that you need to know as a mama that you won't know if you've done a good job until about 20 or 30 years later. After your child has entered adulthood. Wow, so true. I think my mom can see the results of her being a good mom. Not only can she see it, my sisters and I tell her that we appreciate her and honor her all the time now that we are adults. Yes, today is the official day we honor mothers, but it goes way beyond one day. So I want to say to my mom, Murtis, Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I am the oldest of three, and my mom's journey began for her at a young age. Even though she was young, she took on the responsibility of being mom. During my childhood, she was strict, yet gentle. She was the type of mom that meant what she said, and she didn't spare the rod. Mom, thank you. My mom had so many people waiting to see her fail because she was a young mom. But having a mother herself, my grandma, believe in the power of prayer, got us through the fire of other people's thoughts and what they thought of my mother or what they thought should be. Grandmother, I thank you. My mom got her daughters through adolescent years, of all the rough talk we could give her. But one thing I know, she had the rough talk too. And again, her talk, it won the race because we came through our teenage years okay. Thank you, Mom. My mom raised three beautiful daughters, talented daughters, educated daughters, who I know that my mom prayed every day for us, and she honored our Most High God. You will not see what she said to us was, as she prayed her prayer, she asked and she believed that God said, you will not see your seed begging for bread. Thank you, Mom, for your prayers. I honor my mom today. She has gotten me through so many rough adult challenges and didn't bite her tongue as she went through it with me. And especially when I was all about, woe is me, woe is me. Thank you, Mom. I have a praying mom. And even though her journey started young with me, the results of her prayers and the results of my praying grandmother got my sisters and I where we are today. And again, I say, thank you, Mom. I also want to give thanks to my mother-in-law. She is an awesome person that has my back. I am the first daughter that came in the family. And she has always embraced me, showed me love. And because she likes humor, I can say she has been my ride or die mother number two. Thank you, Gertrude. It's Mother's Day in 2019. As you celebrate today, enjoy if your children are still young. Reflect, and of course enjoy if your children are now adults. Know that motherhood brings joy to your life. It is a gift you will have until death. And you are, I really mean it from the bottom of my heart, you are appreciated. Okay, BGTY Nation, this concludes another great conversation with me, Dr. Joy. If you are just dropping by, follow me on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast fix. It's a secret. No, it's not a secret. So share this episode and share and follow my podcast with others so that they can be a part of the BGTY Nation. Where over here with Dr. Joy, we are all about bringing joy to life. Check out past seasons and episodes. I will see you next week. Thank you.